Hey, 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 beautiful people. Welcome back to the FAP, the Fikemi Adeyeju podcast, period. Today's episode is a very, very exciting one. I had a guest who is actually one of my good friends, Precious Insa. She's a content creator, a YouTuber, all that good stuff. And in today's episode, we spoke about our work-life experience, our internship journey, and it was so wholesome and very, very interesting. She's going to be back for another episode where she's going to be giving us a tea on how she migrated from Akwa Ibom to Lagos for work, like looking for a place, all that process. She's going to give us all the tea about it. And yeah, I really had a great time recording with her, and I hope you guys also enjoy listening. Do not forget to subscribe. Do not forget to share with your friends. And I really would love to hear your own internship story. So if you like to leave us a message while you're listening to the podcast, you can listen through the Podroom app. On there, you search for the Fikemi Adeyeju podcast after you downloaded the app, the Podroom app. And then, yeah, under this episode, you can open up the group chat and we can actually have a conversation. So I can't wait to hear your experiences and your thoughts on this episode. And yeah, see you later in the episode. Bye. Hey, beautiful people, welcome back to my podcast. So as you can tell by the title, I have a special guest, formerly known as Calabar Spice, now Precious Insa. She's going to explain to us why she changed the name. But yeah, my girl is on this podcast today with me, and she has a lot of juice and quality content to share with us today. So I'm super excited because it's been a long time coming. So yeah, baby girl, what's up?
Hi, everybody. I feel so excited and honored to be on this podcast today because I'm a huge fan. So this is a big moment for me in my journey. Who am I that they found me worthy to be on the FAP? But yeah, guys, I'm happy. And for my name, I'm going to address this really soon. But Calabar Spice is dead, okay? No more Calabar Spice. So just, yeah, I hate that I'm saying it here first, but when I'm ready, I'll talk about it.
Exclusive, yeah. That's all we bring to the table. Anyway, so
period.
Precious, formerly known as Calabar Spice. Anyway, so
this girl shall mention it.
She's a Calabar Spice, basically. She's a YouTuber, content creator. She does all the fun stuff. Like, she's one of the people I know that is super consistent with her YouTube channel, no matter the odds. Like,
until recently.
Let me watch you first now.
Okay, I
could
fight.
So if you go through like her YouTube channel, you see through the whole like whatever struggle in quote, like she's just been pushing through and she's actually a mad inspiration. Like there was one time I was watching her videos because like we're both doing our internship in Lagos. So I was watching her videos and I was like, this babe is really doing it too. And like YouTube, you have to edit and you have to like, not saying like it's more like it's not as stressful as podcasting, but like you get what I'm trying to say, like there's a lot involved, to be very honest. Like, let's be frank. There's a lot more involved. Yeah. And, like, recording with limited resources. Like, Michael was doing the damn thing. So,
Thank you.
We're just going to go
Bow's head in appreciation.
What do you mean?
Let's go straight to you. I said Bow's head in appreciation.
Oh, my dude. You guys, so let's get straight into it. Today, we'll be talking about internships. And I'm doing my internship in Lagos, but in another episode, so the episode after this, that's when you're going to be hearing my experience with the whole internship thing. And I did this anonymous question tag thing on social media. My social media page is where I shared this anonymous question thing, and I told you guys to share your experiences, and I got quite a lot. Almost, I have like an hour plus of voice notes all together to listen to. So I've listened to some of them.
Oh my God.
I haven't listened to all of them. So like internship is doing things a lot of people do get. So
bro,
there's going to be like a part two where I just properly dissect all these stories and everything and then bring up another upgraded episode for you guys. But before we start, I want to read out some of the
random ones. I say random ones. Some okay. of them that we got on the anonymous page. So the first one basically says, so the question I asked is your most interesting, worst, or most memorable internship experience. And the first one says, the day I'm ending, it has to come, it has not come yet too, but I know it'll be memorable. That was how I felt. But yeah.
I mean, like for me, mm-hmm. my workplace, I don't think anybody cares, to be honest. I mean, I met some people that are my friends, but I just want to get out. Like, I feel like interns are not really, except your company is really, really like sweet and everything, but interns are not really giving that much attention. So when I leave, I leave. Okay. That's it for me, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't think anything special will happen. I don't feel like anything special will happen. I'll just miss the few friends I made and that's it.
But to be honest, like when I left, right? So like on Friday, mm-hmm. I'm still going back because like supervisors haven't come. But like, what I really, like, I had mixed feelings. So like a month before when I left, so I was just like, my shoulder was high. I was like, can't wait to leave this place. Like, I can't wait to stop waking up.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
I'm so done with this place. But the when the, like that week, I was just so emotional. I was just like, bruh.
And cause, yeah, like, I get that. That week, yeah. For me, that week is this week.
And because yeah. I'm an emotional person and like, I already created so many memories and I, like working somewhere for almost 6 months, like you definitely make memories. You
yeah.
So it was yeah, definitely the people I worked with, you're amazing, amazing. Like shout out to each transaction staff, IT department. Yeah. Well, most departments, I'll talk about it in my own personal experience, but I have so much to say because I had a great time, honestly. So the next story here is, this is an actual story time and it's pretty hilarious. So it says, so it was one bad afternoon. They had already warned me that I shouldn't be making phone calls during work hours. So I decided to hide to make a phone call. I went to the workshop and I called my best friend to give her hot gist. Hot gist can put somebody.
Hot gist. Normal. Like that's very normal.
So that's how, as I was on the phone, the office dog came out of his cage and chased me. I screamed as I ran and half of the whole office came out. I've never been so embarrassed in my life.
Oh my God.
Precious office dog.
This is such a somehow situation. Like, office dog is the dog that exposed you, not even. I'll let you go first. I don't have what to say. I don't have the words.
Because, like, I like dogs and all. Like, I've had dogs majority of my life, but office dog, like, no matter what it is, no matter how much I love dogs, when I see a dog I don't like and you just release the dog and I'm not meant to
get,
I will run and
if it's not your dog, it's not your dog.
Do you get? So like a random and imagine the entire office coming out like, yo, are you the first person to be
more rules are meant to go to men, so
damn,
that person has the memory to hold on to.
Exactly, that's an interesting.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'll tell my kids.
Right? See what disobedience cost me some years ago.
Okay, so the next one, it says, hey, well, whoever that, the person that sent it, I think I have an idea of the person. Well, whoever it is, I'm so grateful to God for your life that the dog did not bite you, Sha, because rabies is something else. But yeah, the next one says, hey, Fikemi, my internship started off rocky, then it started getting interesting, and now it's just irritating. The company is nice, standard and all, but the people working there are something else. It is as if the staff are intimidated by the interns.
Oh my God.
I knew you were going to say something. Let me finish first. It's as if the staff are intimidated by the interns. I hate it here. The staffs are annoying. They just make your daily life difficult. Like, why are you picking on me? Gossiping, side comments, being rude to your face. Like, chill. I'm only an intern. I'm not competing for your job positions. Please take the floor.
Me, honestly speaking, I've experienced this thing literally everywhere I've worked. And I would say that the first time I was always crying, like, oh my God, they don't like me. But then this second Lagos money, I gave it to them. Anybody that brings any nonsense attitude, I give it to them. Because I really don't understand. I'm only here for a couple of months. Like, I don't know. I'm not your way older than me. You earn more than me. Your name is in the book of life of the company. Like, you have everything going on for you better than me. So what is it about me? A common student, a common 20-something-year-old girl that's getting you so worked up. And it ranges from married women to not married women. And it's mostly the women, honestly. Women hating on female interns. It has happened to me a lot of times. So honestly, if you're this person or if you're still in the process, what I'll just say is that you should ignore them and just avoid them. Like me now, I have carved out my friends at work. There's people that I can never talk to. There's people that I just avoid them because I know that they're bullies. They're going to pick on what I wear, how I speak, what I do, the way I do my work. So I avoid them completely. Like, let them know that you are avoiding them. That's what I would say, honestly, my dear.
I just feel crazy. I can't say much, but like, I can't say too much based on experience because I've not really dealt, maybe I've dealt with it, but you know the kind of person I am. I don't really send much. And I always choose love and light.
Yeah, I send though, because I feel like you've not been in that situation where it's getting to you. Like, they're doing it. They're drilling your soul with the wickedness. And, like, that's a thing that you cannot really, really avoid. So you have to, like, be, like, I don't know how to put it. You have to build, like, a shield. When you see that person coming, like, okay, at this point, it's coming and she's coming with her toxicity. I am ready for her. Get that kind of thing. So,
yeah, honestly, I feel like it. I've not had to deal with that personally. That's why I'm not really...
You're a lucky child, that is why.
So, like, both times, like, the people I've been opportunity to work with have been really great personalities. So, I've not had to deal with the whole, you're an intern, you're coming for my job. Kid Momo, what do I know like that?
Like, what do I know? I'm still a student, dear. You have a degree, you.
But the only thing that I'll say I've probably only struggled with is people misinterpreting my personality. Because of, like, I have such a bubbly personality and stuff. So, most times,
it's yes.
I'm trying to.
I get that you are too loud a lot.
Yeah,
you're trying to be everybody's friend.
Yeah,
or like there was even a time my workplace were telling me that oh I like some particular guy because I'm always playing with him. I'm like, he's the only one that's friendly. The rest of you are idiots. So I obviously gravitate more towards him. I'm so sorry. Doesn't mean I like him though.
It was just weird because I'm like, I'm just a naturally friendly person. And like the first time I came, you know, some people thought I was an introvert. Like a lot of people thought I was reserved and introvert. I was quiet.
Yeah, same thing happened to me because I was being bullied a lot. So I was always hiding.
Wow. Because for me, I was just like, I don't like forcing energy. So if I show my personality and it's not received well, I just keep to myself because I don't want negative energy.
Yes.
So I was just nah, I'm not about to do this. But then along the line, like because of the boss I had, so like he's a very friendly and bubbly person. Yeah. So he was always like, oh, have you met my PA? Because I was like, oh, I'm a personal assistant, like all that kind of stuff. So I was like, please, if you need anything from me, talk to my PA before you talk to me, that kind of vibe. So people started talking to me. And I think also because of how the work environment is, right? It's a tech company. It's a fintech company, actually. So like, you tend to work with a lot of guys and everything. So I got this aura of, why is she always talking to guys? Why is she always? I'm just like, sis, you either get with the program or you get out of the program. Do you understand? Like, I can't come and stress myself on top of your matter. Like, please, let's not do that. So generally, how was it? Before I even get to asking you questions, right? I'm about to ask you a question, go. because you have a YouTube channel and like I saw the whole process of you house hunting and like because we talk, so I know like how internship for you has been, where to start from. I don't know what's not to
more start that. Anywhere, my dear. Okay. Anywhere.
So basically, let's start from you deciding to come to Lagos. Why did you decide to come to Lagos for your internship?
Because like, you know, I live in Akwa Ibom State, and I'm not like I'm shading Akwa Ibom, but I'm shading Akwa Ibom. But it's not as advanced, so I'm studying biomedical engineering, so I needed a hospital that has a very sophisticated facility with like high-class equipment that I can actually know how they work and everything. And you can only find, like, one of that in Akwa Ibom. And I applied there. I couldn't get in. So, like, you know what? I'm not going to go and work in a local hospital. Like, no. I wanted experience. I actually wanted, like, hands-on. So Lagos was the place for me. That's why I came to Lagos. And I got what I wanted. I mean, Lagos is the big city now, so... that's, like, and I also wanted to be far from home and leave my parents. That's the other reason. But that one is right to the pencil. So,
yeah. We're going to get into that one because I'm sure you found what you were looking for.
I found it too.
If you know, you know. But like
in your Jumitiri.
Oh my days. But like trying to get a placement here, like it was a connection that helped you, or you had to, like, how was the whole process of getting a place here?
I don't think I should say it's connection. It's connection and disturbance and the grace of God, honestly. Because the way I got in
connection, was... to be honest, and grace of God. Those two.
Yes, because I knew somebody that was working in the place and that told me to send an email. So he was going to, like, prioritize my own email when it arrives and then help me process and everything. So I'll say connection and the grace of God, honestly. Because I tried. I sent emails like I was looking for a job. Like, I sent emails to a lot of people. And you know, I was in Akwa Ibom, so I could not come and, like, submit my application in person. And you know, these companies hardly check their emails. So it was a lot. Well, yeah, thank God. I waited at home for 2 months, by the way, before I could get a place.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
So, like, coming to Lagos, we're going to get into the whole, I think the whole Lagos P should probably be another episode because we can't do all that.
I do it for you anytime, anyhow you want to time.
So, let me just give you some more insights. So, imagine coming from Akwa Ibom and living in Lagos alone for the first time. Not like you're going to stay with your auntie, as per living alone, as per getting an apartment for yourself, as per doing the whole house hunting P. Girl. Yeah. That's a whole story time. So we're going to, you guys, anticipate that episode and just anticipate. But let's talk about the internship experience, basically. What has been your favorite moment so far? And let's go into the whole aspect of dealing with, when I say funny colleagues and all that stuff. So how were you able to deal with it? And what's been your most memorable experience so far?
To be honest, I have just been winging it because I don't think I had a way I dealt with it. I just wake up in the morning and whatever that day brings, I do it. Then I learn from it, then I don't do it tomorrow. So, like, I think the hardest part has been, like, planning my life. Guys, trust me. We don't give our parents enough credit. What to eat in the morning, waking up by myself, you know, finding my own clothes. And not like my mom finding her clothes for me, but, like, the fact that I'm alone, like, I'm on my own. I can go out and not come back in the night. You know, I think that has been the most interesting part for me. Honestly, that has been my favorite because I've actually learned, like, right now I'm a baddie. I'm an adult. You can't tell me nothing.
Period.
I can live alone. I can handle my own life. Honestly, because I've been doing that. I mean, I have bought gas, we bought cooking gas, we bought a fan. You know, like, I can as well say I've been there, I've done this. So that was like the height of my whole internship, not even what's happening at work. And for what's happening at work, I'm dealing with enough at home. I buy water. Sometimes I eat once a day. Sometimes I'm very, very broke and miserable. So, like, the lady at work was not like me. It's not my business. Like, she's not enough problems to me. I'm like, all right, Koshi, I will be thinking how I'm going to go home and buy water and all of that. So, the energy, the bad energy from work was there in the beginning. That time I was still rich, you know, I did not have problems. But when life started knocking, I'm like, no, this woman is not on my list of problems now. I need to buy water when I get home. I need to pay for my lights. I pay for those things. I pay for 30 in my estate. So being an adult, adulting will not allow me to focus on the negative energy from work. That's just what I would say, honestly. And I know where I'm going in my life. So why are you bothering me and all of that stuff? So even when people say I find out in my, also, they have the YouTube channel. They were not treating me one special kind of way. I didn't like that part. That was my favorite. Oh my God, come on, my video, one thing. So, and I'm a very shy person. No matter how crazy I am on my channel, I am a very shy person. So, that was hard to do with. But overall, it was nice. I don't think I have any memorable moments in my internship. I don't. Oh, yes, I do. The very first day I went to work, and my boss told me my job description, I wanted to cry. Because so much was expected of me, a bit from me. What's the English? I'm just an undergraduate. They were like, expecting this from you. You're going to be doing this. Doing this. I'm like, I don't know how you talk.
This babe.
You know, so that was like, that day I cried. I told my junior boss that, yo, see what they said. And he took me through it. So that was, since then I've been learning and, you know, getting familiar. I've learned a lot. Like, a book is to the brain. So yeah, that's just it. Amazing. And I'm going home soon. So I did it. I survived.
Honestly, like, wow. That is actually amazing.
I'm actually proud of myself.
I feel like I've learned a lot as well. Because of, like,
I have, and my life has changed soon.
Mm-hmm. You so, got what you wanted, like what you were, like, at least you got what you were looking for, the experience, which is even why we do internships. Yeah. So if you don't know what, I should have done this in the beginning. So if you don't know what an internship is, or I probably have done in the intro. Anyways, so an internship is basically you working, trying to get experience wherever you can, right? Before you go into the real world, before you're done with your degree. You can do an internship after your degree as well, but like most times in universities in Nigeria, depending on the course you're studying, but I know for engineering you have a duration of 6 months in your fourth year.
Yeah,
so out of the entire year, for your fourth year, you take 6 months out to actually go into the world and learn,
which is a lot. Like I was telling, sorry to cut you off, I was telling my friends that we need to do like SciWest Thanksgiving in our board chapel when we go back.
Actually,
is that a thing?
We should,
because
do
yo, if nobody does me, I'll do my own. No, like I'm looking forward to it. And I have a question for you when you finish. Continue.
Okay, interviewing the interviewer. But like, it's actually like being able to have the whole experience. You know, at the beginning of the internship, I was just like, well, this whole 6 months is just for fools. Like, I'm just coming to clear my head. Because last semester was a whole lot.
Was, oh my God. Girl, let's not go there. Let's not go there.
So basically, the 6 months internship, you do it in your second year for engineering students. So it's all for 6 months. I basically learn. So at first, when I started, I think I was saying this before I debated. At first, when I started, I was just like, okay, this whole internship piece just for chills and like to take a break. But along the line, like right now, where my head is at is like, I am actually so grateful for the opportunity to have work experience, because I can't imagine going into the world without having an idea of how working will be. So like, this is an advice to you. Even if your course doesn't do it, like your breaks, all my summers in second year have been work experience. Second year, we did 3 months. Third year, we're meant to do 3 months, but COVID happened. So fourth year, 6 months. Like the first time I did my internship was, wow. Like my eye opened to so many things, right? It made me realize so many things as well. Speak to people that have experiences, you know, all that good stuff. So like, do you feel, where this is leading to is basically, do you feel that internships are necessary?
Well, yes. Yes, I do. Actually, yes, I do. Because it, like you said, it teaches you, it exposes you to work, the work experience. Like, for example, imagine if I was getting this wake up early, staying in traffic for hours, thinking after school, I'll be frustrated. I feel like the second time I do this, it will be better, it will be easier for me. Do you get it? So I feel like it's very important. So you can know how to be a disciplined staff, how to be disciplined, actually a 9-to-5 person and everything. So I think yes, it's very, very necessary. But one thing I would like to say though is that what we're doing in the office, they didn't tell us in class. I don't understand. that's the one I don't understand.
I was going to say that, like, you know, the tech world, right? Based on computer engineer, when I got there, I was just like, okay, you know, I didn't even need to say it. There was this person that I met that studied electrical engineering. He just said, oh, you're coming to your internship. Wow, let me just tell you, Sha, whatever you're going to do here, they've not taught you in class. I'm sure.
Like
he just told me, like, straight up. I was like, how are you sure? And he's like,
I wonder why it's like that, though.
He just asked me like 5 questions, like, damn. Yeah, my school,
like, the they word. Don't teach us. Is but, it our school or every school?
Every school. Like, I don't think it's a matter of them not teaching us. They teach us what the curriculum says, and I feel the curriculum needs to be reevaluated. Like, there's so many obviously. Things that we're doing now in the tech world, and like, why am I doing why am I learning some shit? Now I'm learning things that don't have value anymore. Like all the years of engineering math and struggling and sweating and doing so many tests. Like on my math tests, you see hearts racing. Because I've not seen for once. You know, people, I see this tweet all over the place and it's funny, but it's actually deep. When am I going to use DYDX? I would like to know. Because what's back?
I mean, I feel like
is, and all these
those things are just there to sharpen our brain, really.
Yeah, it's meant to like prepare like, you for
shape you, for life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but they should take it easy.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Because secretary was a lot for me. Like there are some courses I'm just like, is it that you want to kill me or you want to kill me? Let's choose one because what is this? So it was just a lot. But like,
I hope that we get to appreciate it in the future because I've not gotten to that point yet.
Exactly. I think I'm like quarter way through because like I feel like when I'm having conversations with people based on like engineering, I'm just like, oh yeah, I remember when.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, you've done that. I'm like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's up?
Yeah. So have you ever felt like you're incompetent? Like, oh, you don't know anything.
Yes.
While you're at work.
Yes.
I felt that way.
Yeah.
Like I think the first 3 months I was like, okay, I don't know anything. I'm just like, let me just because I was expecting that I'm going to see what they're teaching me in school. And I applied to work, but no, that didn't happen. Everything was brand new.
But it wasn't
brand
that,
new knowledge everywhere.
It wasn't that deep.
It was it me. Wasn't that deep. It wasn't that bad.
Because like whenever I felt like, oh, I don't know this, like the people around me were so eager and excited to like educate me about it. But there were some times that I was like, oh, I want to do this. But because of like what I'm studying and what I was doing, like I could easily research about it. And also because like based on the work I was doing, they had to like teach me what I was going to do. Because like, I had to learn how to use some applications and software and all of that. So like it wasn't that deep, but there were some times I was like, oh, like they rubbed it. I have some friends, but it was just like banter. They used to rub this undergraduate thing in my face because for the first few months some of my friends didn't know I was like an intern. They thought I was an actual full staff. Even when I was leaving the company, like when I went to say bye to the MD and thank him for the experience and everything, he was like, you're not full staff. And I'm like, no sir. Like, wow, I thought, and you know, that statement, like, I thought you were a full staff, it made me feel good. Child, I'm not a kid, you know, I exhumed a bit of maturity.
That's actually cute, yeah, that's cute. And I think as an intern, it's very important to carry yourself well at work,
Trust like, don't write
intern me. I used to lift my shoulder up, although I'm just a 20 year old boss, let them all know that I'm 20.
And I
because
think
because they will look down on you.
And like based on your stature and everything. They're like,
yes,
There was one guy that thought I was 32, one of my friends, but it's always there's so many stories. He thought I was 32 with kids. If he listens to this, he does like I apologize now, it's okay. But I was so shocked. I've heard the whole, oh, you look like you're like 28, 26, that's calm. But 32 with kids? Bruh, 32 with kids?
And I feel like after this intern, she's going to go back to school. I will not be the same person anymore.
Honestly.
Because I feel like, yo, I've seen life.
Well, why do you feel that way?
I've suffered. I don't know. I just feel like I've been in the world for so long. And...
in the world,
going back to be a student for me
in the world,
okay, not that way, not that kind of world. Sorry, I used the wrong word. English usually had me, but being in the on my for so long and going back up right now to like be going to class, I had my own freedom. I want to still work as anybody, also do anything I would do, but like going back to now, I'm restricted. You know, I don't cook no food anymore. Like, I feel like this has been such a long time outside that restriction thingy. So, I hope I can blend that.
I think I struggled with like realizing that I was going back to school. So there was one time I was talking to one of my friends at work and I was like, oh damn, like I actually have to do another
You have to go back,
knowing fully exactly. Well, that whatever I'm learning is not really of much use in the society outside, but I need to learn it and pass. So it was just
I hate the way you put it.
So it was just, I had to tell myself the truth. I was like, babe, like, yeah, you might use this, you might not use this, but it's final year. Like, I'm coming with so much with them. And I was talking to someone and he was like, oh, I shouldn't put it out there that I'm at, like, I want to prophesy. You know when they're like, oh my God, I'm going back to school. Like, I can't deal with the stress and everything. I'm removing stress from my year. Like, I'm prophesying. Amen. I'm like, I'm going back finally. I'm excited to be done. Like, work out, everything will go well for me. I think we should start doing that more. Because most times when you just hear, you're like, oh my God, I have to do defense. I have to do projects. I have to do this. You're already making it tiring. But when you come with the energy of, I can't wait, like, this is about to be lit. I mean, I'm coming the whole, I'm making, making memories, doing the damn thing, come up with
this. Yes, I want to make a lot of memories because a lot of our friends are going to be distant from us after this.
Yeah, I realized that during the internship as well, because, like, even you, that you're in Lagos, how many, I saw you only once. The amount of plan with people in this Lagos state, God help me.
I'm wearing people hangouts. I'm wearing people in hangouts.
Oh my days.
But yeah, I also love how everybody understands that it's not easy because after work, all you really want to do is sleep, to be honest. And on weekends, if you want to sleep and then wash, take care of yourself and all of that. So before you know it, Monday is coming again. So it's not been easy. But we did the damn thing. So yeah.
Yeah, proud. Pretty amazing. We're grown. Like, we're grown.
Yeah, we're grown. Oh my God.
Grown-ish.
I'm so, I beg, stop. I'm actually so proud of myself and everybody else that did this.
I'm proud of you.
No matter, even if you did it from your parents' house or whatever, you went to work for, no matter what, you were shy of stuff for 6 months. And it's when I think of it, I actually want to cry because I've been through a lot. Like, I've changed apartments like twice in the 6 months. I've lived with mosquitoes, dirty water, no water. Girl, it's been an experience. I don't know if you guys noticed, but like, I left YouTube for YouTube. I don't even want to do YouTube anymore right now because I can't be creative. I can't be productive in this state of mind.
So, I don't know if any other person didn't notice, but me, I noticed my full chest. Like, with my full last test. But I understood as well, because, I took a break for a whole month when I started my internship. I was just like, I cannot can. One thing has to go. And I couldn't stop going to work. Like, when I started in March, I was just like, April, I was just like, okay, you know, I'm balancing it. But I was like, in May, I was like, I can't. Like, this is a loss for me. Because I was struggling with being creative. I was struggling with so many things, like, you know, you go to, imagine this whole system of waking up by 4 a.m. to catch up with, because thank God my company had a staff bus, but you have to wake up very early. And if I don't wake up early, I have to take an Uber if I can't, like, get dropped off, like, if I can't go to work to get. So it was a lot waking up. Sometimes I wake up by 5:30 when they grace us with the ability, letting us get to the bus by like 6:30. So I'm up by 5:30, head out of the house, and then Lagos is not, I'm not going to lie to anybody, Lagos is not a safe place. Anybody that wants to come for me. Lagos is not a safe place. So leaving your house so early to meet up with work by 8, like, it's a whole process. And you can't say you leave by like 7:37 because you would definitely get queried for being late because you can't predict Lagos roads. Normally I come, like, even waking up by 4:30 and get to the bus by like 5:30, I'll still get to work by like 7:38. That's almost 3 hours on the road. Maka, why? Where am I traveling to? So, like, it's just a long, it's a very long process. And then after that, you work from 8 all the way till 4. Sometimes I get home by 6. And then I'll now come and sit down and start working on content, catching up with friends, catching up with family, still being a daughter, still being a friend, still being a sister. Do you get, like, not saying like
it's a lot
saying like it's like stressful, But it was just a lot. Like, I love to do those things, but I'm not, but, I wasn't in the right state of mind. Do you get, like, and at first I was bodying it. Because I'm always like, no matter what, it's pushed through. But my mind said, girl, be realistic. You can't. Mm-hmm. It's okay to say you can't. So I told myself, Ikemi, you can't, like, kill yourself. And I was noticing, like, nah, it wasn't working. Even my mom was like, bro. And shout out to my mom, because she was waking up with me all the time, because, like, she would have to drop me at the bus stop. So my sis was waking up by, like, 5 and leaving the house by 5:30 just because of me for a whole, so like, sweet. Almost 6 months. Like, shout out to my mama, because she really did the damn thing. Yeah. So what did this internship together?
Both of us. But then, like, I will actually commend you for how, I would say consistency. Consistency is not the word. Like, for how you carry your podcast. Like, you know, most podcasters just podcast because I can just turn on my microphone and start talking. But then you plan. You plan, you schedule, you put effort, you go and look for guests, you know, you design everything. Like, I actually commend you for the work that you put into your podcast. Recommend this podcast to anybody. If they cry, I will slap you. I like how intentional you are about your podcast. I know podcasting is not really popular in Nigeria, but make people be like, I have to always talk sis. You know, that's why it's actually saying, I will listen to you. I'm like, this girl, what should we talk about? What should we do? Let me follow and go and see. You know, so like that constant showing up, packaging yourself very well, and like you're forcing down all that. I have this thing, you know, go and press play. Love it.
Honestly, yeah, that's all. It means a lot to me that you would notice, because there's lots of behind the scenes. There's lots of behind the scenes.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware of that.
Well, you're a content creator, you know the tea.
Yeah.
But like, so when
you're,
I
see, really amazing.
Thank you, love. When I see the reviews and everything, I'm just like, thank God for this opportunity. Like, it makes me excited.
Let me confess. I don't see a review. I'll listen and be going. Honestly, like, I feel so bad every day. Like, oh my God, that could have been me. Why? That could have been me. She's posting, but I actually listen and then I'm like, oh my God, this is so amazing. But who's going to start saying it to you? People should put comment section in your podcast app.
Right. There's even on Podroom. There's this app called Podroom that you can listen and actually comment as you're listening. And we can be gisting as you're listening. I think it's pretty cool.
For real?
Yeah, it's called Podroom. Okay. And they're doing great things now, Sha.
That's nice.
Because it was sometimes I tend to forget to listen. I mean, to send reviews. Apologies to my fellow podcasters. So I know how it feels. So like, I'm trying to be more intentional, because like, I know how much of it makes my day. So I'm trying to like be more intentional and stuff. But yeah, honestly, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited about the real world now. I still feel anxious sometimes, but like, it doesn't last as long as before. Like in first year, I was just like, oh no, I'm going to like graduate and like, you know, do the real world, and like, I don't know what I'll do for masters, and my heart is always, but now I'm like, I have a fair understanding of what I would like to do with my life. Do you get, like, in terms of relating to my
degree?
So it's not as scary.
Yeah, maturity has set in,
right? Guy was going to final year. So anyways, thank you so much for being my guest and gracing my pod today. It felt nice to actually like,
thank you for bringing me
about internship. So like, what do you have to say about, like,
I really enjoyed this,
like, last words?
What do I have to say about what
last words for, like,
last words day? Yeah, you guys, thank you for sharing, for listening, keep coming back. You and to all my fellow interns that are just rounding up intern, I'm proud of you. I love you. It was nice being here. I hope you guys like me, and put it in your comment that you like me. It's more.
Oh my days, like, Precious is an actual bundle of joy. But yeah, I'm so glad you guys listened. I hope you enjoyed listening as well. You guys should go look for Precious on YouTube, Precious Insa, and on Instagram as well.
I'm shy.
Go to her YouTube.
Thank you.
channel. Please rinse all her videos. Like, you will be able to tell that she puts so much energy and effort, and she makes it as relatable as possible. Like, she says the truth. And girl, KOB is in 2 days. What are we gonna do about that? But like, KOB is in 2 days. Maybe like, we'll watch it and I'll probably come and give you guys. I'm going to spoil it for anybody. So if you've not watched
it, yeah, spoiling it.
If you've not watched
it, 12 a.m. like this.
Because I just listened to FK and Jules on the I Said What I Said podcast when they were discussing with Tony Tones and Kemi. I said Kemi and your aunt Kemi.
Oh, wow. I have not listened to that yet.
Like, they made...
Whoa, she's about Kemi, Jari.
They're just talking about different scenes, and I was so eager. What happened here? How Eniola turned for me. Like, the Eniola we saw that Tony Tones did is not as badass as the one that is
coming. Yeah.
I'm eager. I'm going to...
Oh, my God.
There's nothing else I'm doing my Friday, to be honest. Like, I'm just going to sit down there. Wow. And I'll rinse.
I wish she was coming out to the cinema, though.
Right?
What do you say?
I said I'm going to watch the first one again, so I'm prepared.
To refresh your memory. Yeah, exactly.
You know, I just realized that it was I didn't realize it before because it was so good. Like, I didn't.
My dear, you will not even realize that she just spent 2 hours on this thing. Three.
It was three. I think check it.
Oh my goodness.
It was 3 hours.
Wow.
Almost 3 hours. I was shocked.
And then this one is going to be a 7 series.
That's the only way.
A 7 episode series.
Because you know, you give us 6 hours movie or because you have a. But yeah, Leslie, what
more, the way I'm expecting it, I don't know, it's unhealthy. Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, King of Words should run me my check, Sha. They should just run me my check.
Yeah.
But anyways, I hope you guys have I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your day or whenever you listen to this. And thank you so much again, Precious, for being
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's exciting. I can't wait to have you again. So anyways, love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. Share with as many people as you want to share this with. There's going to be a part two where I talk about my internship experience and I share all the juicy stories that people have dropped in my DMs. And maybe one of you guys might actually get your voice notes played on the podcast. Let's see how juicy these stories are. So you can still send in your experiences. It's just to educate the people, the public. You know, we come with quality and premium content on here. Yeah. So without further ado, bye guys. Have an amazing rest of your day, evening, week, whatever it is. Peace.